Time now to take five for your community. A service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Today our guest is on the phone as we welcome Steve Ray joining us. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you from very cold Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show today and very excited about your visit to Our Lady of Hope Church here in Washington. Steve, I guess give us kind of the crib note version of your story and what you're bringing to Washington this Saturday.
Well, a long story I usually tell takes 2 hours, but I'll do here in two minutes. I was born and raised a good Baptist, and I love the way my family raised me. My parents were married for 73 years, but when I was 39, I discovered the best-kept secret in the world, which is the Catholic Church. And my wife and I converted to the Catholic Church. Since then, we've started making documentary movies on the Bible, all films, all the way from Iraq to Israel and Rome. We lead pilgrimages all over Catholic lands like the Holy Land and Rome and Poland and Ireland. We also have done a lot of talks. I get invited now all over the country and actually all over the world, 6 times to the Philippines, 5 times to India, Australia, to give talks about my story and our Catholic faith and all about the Bible, because I love to teach the Bible. That's one of my favorite things to do in life. And so we're coming to Our Lady of Hope in Washington, Indiana. We'll be there on Saturday in the morning. It's, you know, it's not all day. It's just in the morning from 9 to 11:30. And I'm going to give 2 talks. I think they're very fun talks. I have never had complaints yet. People get excited about them. So I'm looking forward to being there this Saturday.
Now, your topics are going to be, the first topic is going to be defending the Eucharist, and then you'll go into the second part of your talk about living Catholic in a pagan world, correct?
That's correct. You know, the Eucharist is a big deal because Jesus kind of made that the center of everything for our worship. You know, he says, I have lived for this moment. I've waited for this moment. What moment? The moment he changed the Passover into the Eucharist, the communion, the table of our Lord. That was so important to Jesus. So what I'm doing is showing how we discovered that in the Catholic Church with what we do and why we do it and the biblical basis for why we do it. And so I'm going to talk about all of that. It's kind of a fun story because I start and go all the way through the Old Testament and the New Testament and all the way into eternity in the future, actually. So to tell the whole story of the Eucharist. But then the second talk is kind of to prepare people for what we're facing. You know, and here's a quick summary of it. The early Christians, when Jesus died and rose again, those early followers of Christ, they were able to turn the whole world upside down for Jesus Christ in 300 years. It was a pagan, Greco-Roman world. Christians were being killed for their faith. They were martyrs. Their houses were being confiscated. It was a terrible time, but it was also a wonderful time because they were able in 300 years to turn the whole world upside down for Jesus Christ. And then for 1,700 years, the whole Western world was blessed by Christianity. It was the beginning and the source of universities and hospitals and care for people and all the wonderful things that the Western civilization has done came right out of the Christian root, by the way. So I'm going to explain that. But then about 100 years or so ago, the Western world started to go back to the paganism, which is very similar to what was there in the first century, for any good reason, just because people don't want to follow God anymore. They want to have their own ideas. And it all started to go back to the way it was. So I'm presenting the idea. Here we are, almost in a situation like the early Christians were in. So what are we going to do about it?
It's very interesting, again. And, you know, this is at Our Lady of Hope Catholic Church here in Washington. But really, at your talks, you see all faiths and all walks of life, don't you, come to this event?
Oh, yeah, we do, because people are interested. You know, the Catholic Church is in the news a lot, not always for good things recently. But, you know, that it's never been different. It's a human problem that we have. The church is full of human beings, and, of course, you're going to have our problems. But the fact is that I believe that it is the church. It has been going on for 2,000 years, and Jesus is still in charge. But a lot of different kind of people come because they want to get an idea. What do these Catholics think? Why do they believe in the Eucharist? What do they think about these things? So, yeah, it's not just Catholics that come. Other people come, too, just to find out what we're all about, and we welcome them.
Well, it's going to be a very informative session. Again, it is this Saturday morning at Our Lady of Hope Church. It is Mr. Steve Ray, Defending the Eucharist and Living Catholic in a Pagan World. Everyone is invited to attend. There will be child care provided. A free will offering will be taken. But this is a nationally known speaker, Steve Ray. And you're just about set to go back to another trip to Israel. Is that right?
Well, yeah, in a week we're leaving for, just after this event, we come home, pack, and we head to Jordan. We're taking a group through Jordan, and then we're going to cross over the Jordan River into Israel and then go 8 days all through Israel.
Well, best of luck with your travels. And again, we are so fortunate to have you here in Washington this weekend. Looking forward to your visit. And thanks so much for taking time to share the information with us this morning on Take 5 for your community.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. If people want to learn more, my website is CatholicConvert.com.
All right, Steve Ray, thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you here Saturday.
Thank you.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.